Good night, Rosh Hashanah to everyone. Now, even before we begin, I offer my sincerest apologies for sounding like this. I lost my voice yesterday and haven't spoken since. And after consuming countless teas with honey, vitamins, herbal supplements, and other medicinal and non-medicinal concoctions, as well as attempting to invoke the power of all of our tzaddikim, past, present, and future, thinking about donating to Rav Meir Balanes, Kupata Ear, and going to Hanukkah for 40 days, and of course, most importantly, a good old conversation with the Bairi Island for Refuah Shleima, all to no avail, I decided it's ultimately better to have a daf to listen to, albeit quite different than the usual, than to not have a daf at all. And thank you in advance for all your brachas and well-wishing, and for anyone who has a speedy remedy for lost voice, I'd be glad to make use of it next time, shall there ever be one. So ensure you're in a quiet room, turn up the volume, and here we go. Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Kuflam Adal, and we are starting Kuflam Gimel and Beis all the way at the bottom of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah of Amar Loi Chutz Min Amatonis Potter Min Amatonis. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarbas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amo should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said that if a kohen is selling an animal to Yisrael and he says, "I'm selling everything to you except for the matonis," so Yisrael is not chayv in the matonis. Says the Gemara of Amir Laskus Tir, here we have a brass that says, "Let's say the kohen selling the animal to Yisrael and he says, 'Al Menas Shamatonis Shali, on condition the matonis are mine, Nois and Chol Kain Sheirza.' Not only does Yisrael have to give them matonis, but he can give them to whichever kind he wants. He doesn't even have to give them to the kind who sold him the animal. So we clearly see that when the kind tries to retain the matonis for himself, there still is a chiv to give them." Stirutar Mishnah answers the Gemara, "Almanas achutz karamis." He has a question, "Almanas an chutz, chutz shiura, almanas lav shiura." When a person says chutz except for, that's retaining it for himself. It's like selling a car without the steering wheel. I'm selling you everything, just not the steering wheel. So the guy doesn't get the steering wheel. But saying almanas on condition, that's not a shiur. He's not retaining anything for himself. He's selling the entire animal, and he's just trying to make a stipulation that he receives matonis. That doesn't work, because really matonis belong to all kehanim. That's the difference between these two cases. So the Gemara says, okay, but for Minhag Haskus Stira, we have another price that says, "Almanas shematonis shali, hamatonis shaloi." That if the kohen makes his condition almanas, that he gets to keep the matonis, he does get to keep them. Stira and Brises. The Gemara answers, but hopefully, this is what they're arguing in. Mar Savar almanas shiruhu, Mar Savar almanas lav shiruhu. The Madomar, the second price, holds that the words almanas are shir. It's as if the kohen is retaining it for himself, whereas the Madomar, the first price, holds almanas is not a shir, so there's no stira. We go and explain the last case of the Mishnah, Amrali Mechardi Mehavachulu, if the Yisrael went to the butcher and said, "Sell me the insides of the cow," and included in that is the cake. So the buyer does have to give that to the kohen. So in the first scenario, if he just took everything, he has to give the keva, and he does not get reimbursed by the butcher. Whereas in the second scenario, when the insides of Bnei Ayim were weighed, so there, even though he has to give the keva to the kohen, he still could get reimbursed by the butcher, or the butcher just has to knock some of the price off. So we talk about the second scenario, and the discussion centers around who can the kohen demand the matanos from. So Rav, he tells us, "Loishanu el shakal atzmai." This was only taught if he weighed them out for himself. The buyer, he weighed the innards for himself, and the butcher never touched them. So then the kohen goes to the lekeach, and he's not allowed to ask the butcher to get involved. He can't tell the butcher, "Hey, you go to the lekeach and get the keva for me." Aval shakalei tabach. But if the butcher was the one that had weighed out the insides and given them to lekeach, so then a matabach, the kohen's even allowed to go to the tabach. Meaning he could either go to the buyer or he could go to the tabach. And that's because since the tabach was involved, he physically weighed out the bnei me'ayim, and again included in that is the keva, which is one of the matanos. So the kohen could also go to the butcher. And of course, the butcher would have to go to the lekeach and say, "Listen, you have the keva to the kohen, and I'll reimburse you." However, Rav Asi argues, and he says, "Afilu shagalei tabach, even if the butcher did weigh it out for the Yisrael, hadin imoy," meaning the kohen's discussion is with the buyer, not with the butcher. So let's say Rav and Rav Asi are arguing. Rav Chizda says, "Gazal v'lan shashua b'aylim." Let's say Shimon stole from Ruvain, and Ruvain wasn't miyai; she didn't give up hope. Uba achar v'achloi. Then Levi came along and took it from Shimon and ate it. If Ruvain, the owner, wants to go collect from Shimon, he could. If he wants to collect from Levi, he could. And so Demar Slater of Chizda, Demar Les Slater of Chizda, Rav holds like Rav Chizda. The one the butcher was involved, he waited out. It's kilu like he stole the keva, because he was the one that gave it to Lekeach. And so now the kohen could go either to Lekeach, or he could go to the butcher. Whereas Abasi doesn't hold to that. He says, we just go to wherever matanas are currently located. And they're currently located by the Lekeach, so that's who the kohen goes to. So Gemara says, well, that's not so. The Kuli Alma is Rav Chizda. Everyone agrees in Rav Chizda's case of stealing. V'hacha matanas kun exoskim avli. Over here, the whole machlik star Abasi is whether or not matanas kuna can even be considered stolen. Mar sovereign exalais, Rav holds, they're considered stolen when the butcher gives them to Lekeach instead of the kohen. It's like he's stealing them, so then we just fall back on Rav Chizda. Whereas Mar sovereign of Asi holds, ain't exalais, they're not considered stolen, and wherever they're located, that's where the kohen goes. It's as simple as that. Now, Igad Masil al-Hashmaitz b'fnei atzma, some teach this by itself, that it was simply a statement. Rav Amar, matnas kuna exalais, v'Rav Asi Amar, matnas kuna ain't exalais. And moving on to another mission, continue to discuss matnas kuna. Gershon is Geyer, if a person became a convert, was like Paran, he had a a cow. Now, Nishchat HaTshalayin is Geir. If it was shechted before he became a Geir, Potter, he doesn't have to give Matanais. His mission is Geir. If it was shechted after he became a Geir, Chayiv, he has to give Matanais. Safik, if it's Safik when it was shechted, let's say he was on his way to the mikvah to finish becoming a Geir, and he told somebody, go shecht my cow for me, and they don't know when the cow was shechted before after he became a Geir. So Potter, he doesn't have to give Matanais. Shemat Mechaver Alvaraya, one who wants to take from the other, he has to bring a proof. And the Kayin who would come and say, listen here, Mr. Avram the Geir, give me my Matanais now that you're a Yid, he has to bring a Raya. This animal was chayv in Matanais. So now discussing this last case. Chaos of Redeeming, when Redeeming came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said that Rami Le Reb Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah Safik, Potter. That was a Safik when he was Megayer, so he's Potter Matanais. Amo is he from here? Sveika Lakula. Then we're dealing with Safik Matanais, we go Lakula. But Rami will ask Yustira, following the Mishnah about Leket, which we know is the grain that falls during the harvest, it has to be left for the Nanihim. And this is talking about an interesting situation where a fellow is in his field and he sees that there's just too many ant holes and he's digging them up, and as he's digging them up, he finds stores of grain inside. So what's the din of that grain? That's what Mishnah tells us. If we have these ant holes that are within the standing grain, the grain wasn't harvested yet, any kernels of grain that are found in the ant holes belong to the Balabayas. However, if he finds this ant hole in an area of the field that was already harvested, and he finds multiple kernels of grain there, so the upper ones belong to the Aniyim, because we assume that they're Leket, that's why they're right at the top, whereas Batachtoinim, the lower ones that are deeper in the ant hole, Shabbal Bayis, that belongs to Shabbal Bayis. Now Rav Meir says, HaKol Aniyim, everything goes to Aniyim, Shas Safik Leket Leket, because Safik Leket is Leket. So we see that Safik Matnas Aniyim goes to the Ani, and by the same token, we would say that Safik Matnas Kuhuna goes to the Kayin, so to steer that Mishnah on ours. Amar Leir, Rav Yechon told Rav Shlakesh, Al Takneteini, don't frustrate me or challenge me from there. Why? Shabbal Shin Yachid Aini Shaina Isa. I teach that Mishnah as Lashon Yachid. It's just the Das Yachid where Meir holds. The time you have a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Omer Mishum Rav Meir. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, just him. He says B'shem Rav Meir that Safik like a leket, Safik Shecha Shecha, Safik Peya Peya. But this is not everybody's opinion, and therefore it's not a stira on our Mishnah. However, Omer Leir, Rish Lakish told him, Al Tishana Isa El Blashin Ben Teidal. Over here, Al Tishana would be better translated as Afilu in Tishana. Even if you were to teach it in the name of Ben Teidal, which just means a fool, in other words, it doesn't really make a difference who you're quoting, and that's because of a time of Ka'amar. There's a real reason why this makes sense. Dhammar Shimon Lakish Lakish says in his explanation for the Shita of why Safik Leket is Leket, because Maitel said, what's Pshan the Pasik? Ani Virash Atztiku. Literally, this means that you shall be Matztik. You should favor the poor person. Now, the problem is, Mayatztiku, what does it mean, favor him? Elim, if you want to say Bedin him, then when it comes to a Dentira, you should favor a poor person. That can't be, but the Pasik says, Vida Loiset Abarivai, that a poor person, don't glorify him in a dispute. Just because you have a poor person coming to Dentira against somebody else, you don't Paskin like the poor person. If he's wrong, he's wrong. Doesn't make a difference that he's poor. So what does that mean to be matzdik a poor person? El rather tells us, tzadik mishalecha v'tenloi. You should favor from him from that which really might belong to you and give it to him anyway. That's how we learn safik leket leket, that even though it's just a safik, you should still favor him and give it to him anyway. And so since we have a good svara, it doesn't really make a difference who says it. That's a question on our Mishnah, that safik matnas kuhuna, do not go to the kohen. So Morelli answers, hacha par b'chaskas b'tura kaima. Over here in our Mishnah, we're talking about the matnas kuhuna, the cow was always b'chaskas, that it was potter, because it belonged to the guy, and we don't know when he became a Jew. His last one chazak is that it's potter from matnas kuhuna, so he doesn't have to give. Whereas kama, in the case of standing grain of leket, b'chaskas chayuva kaima, its chazaka was that it's chayiv, meaning it always had a potential for being chayiv and leket. Therefore, the safik leket is leket. However, Amalei Abaye asked him, v'arei Esau, what about a dough, which we know we have to separate challah from? We have a very similar Mishnah. Nasa is achalain is gayer. If he made the dough before he became a gayer, potter on a challah doesn't have to give challah. Mishin is gayer. If he made the dough after he became a gayer, chayiv, he's chayiv. Whereas safik, if it's a safik when the dough was made, chayiv, he has to have challah. And we don't rely on the chazaka that this dough was really coming from a guy. So the last known chazaka is that it's potter from challah. So Amalei responded, there's still a difference. Safik yisura lechumra, safik mamayna lekula. When we're dealing with safik isur, we go lechumra. And challah, which is something that has to be given to a kain, comes along with the chiv misi b'dei shamayim if a non-kain eats it. So that's iser, we go l'chumra. Whereas mamonis, we're going zroi chayim and keva, that's just who does this belong to, so that we're mekel. And how do we know this? Dharm Rav Chizda says, v'chein toni Rav Chiyah also teaches in Breisa, shmayna sveika is never beger. There are 8 sveikas that they said that can occur with a ger. Arba l'chiyav, arba l'ptur, 4 were mechayiv them, and 4 we pater them, because the difference between iser and mamonis. And again, this whole suffix of ger is we're not so sure if this chiv occurred before or after he became a ger. What are the 4 that are chayiv? Karban ishtoi, the karban of his wife. His wife gave birth, and it's a safik it was before or after becoming giyares. She still needs to bring karbanos to be allowed to eat kajim. V'chala, this is what we just said. Since if a person eats chala, he's chayiv misim de shamayim, misafik, he has to take off chal from his ones, though, and the bechar of a non-kosher animal, we know that a firstborn male donkey requires pidyon. Its kedusha is transferred onto a sheep, which is then given to a kayin, and it's aser to get hana from the donkey until the pidyon is done. And a bechar behema taira, the bechar of a kosher animal, we know this is given to a kayin and brought as a karbon, and with shechtat side of beis hamikdash, that's kares. Therefore, misafik, we have to give this animal to the kayin. And that's why we say lechiyuv, all these are for chiyuv, because again, they have to do with iser. Whereas kaflam dalaram beis on top, rachis hagez, the first shearings of wool of the sheep that have to be given to the kayin, which we learn about at the beginning of the next daf, vamatonis and manuskuhuna, upadin aben, and redeeming a firstborn son, upadin petachamar, and redeeming his firstborn donkey. This is referring to the sheep that's given to the kayin, liptur, in all these cases, they're pater, because it's just a monetary thing. If the kayin says, look care, you had a baby boy, you have to redeem him and give me 5 slayim, in essence, it's really just a monetary discussion. So the ger could say, amatz bichaver avaraya, prove to me that he was born after a gerus, not beforehand. And the same thing with the sheep of upadin petachamar. Now the Gemara says, Kiyasu Ravan, Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, the Kama, Kama Rami Lei, Rish Lakish, Azur Yechanon, Astira, Kama and Kama, nothing to do with our Mishnah. Rather, it was this Mishnah about Leket that he brought before, and a Braisa, where Rav Meir says that if a Ger is Besafik when his field was harvested before or after Geros, he doesn't have to give Leket. So that's the question that was asked, nothing to do with our Mishnah. Now, once we're on the discussion of Leket, the Gemara tells us, Levi Zarba Kishar, Levi planted a field in Kishar, that's the name of a place, Vilehavanil Mishka Leket, and there weren't any poor people there to take the Leket. So also coming to Rav Sheshes, so he came to Rav Sheshes asking what he should do. So Amar Rav Sheshes told him, the Pasuk says, L'ani v'lager tazev aysam, leave them for the ani and the ger. What do we learn from here? V'loy la'arvim v'loy la'talefim, not for ravens or bats, which means if there's going to be a poor person to take it, fine. But if there's no poor people, it's no mitzvah to leave it for the birds, so you can take it yourself. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, we have a brass that says, Ein mivi truma lemigarn le'ir v'loy midbar le'yishov. A person is not allowed to bring their truma from the granary into the city and not from his field into the settled area. The kayin has to come to him. But v'main shem kayin, if there's no kayin at all, so then Sechar Parah Mevi'ah, he has to hire a cow and bring all the truma to storage, and they have some truma because of loss of truma. So you see from here that if there's no kayin, you do have to make sure that the truma gets to him. It should be the same thing with anim and leket. The answer is that no, shani truma, the tavla, avloy sagiloy mafreshla. Truma is different because it renders the rest of the produce tevel, and it's not sufficient if he doesn't separate it. You have to separate truma. If not, you can't eat your produce. Memela, you have to make sure that a kayin gets it. Ask the Gemara, Vari matana is deloy tavli, matana is zoril chem, came from an animal. That doesn't make the animal tevel. You could still eat the animal even without giving them. But Vatani with a brass that says, Makam shnagulim like bahagalim, lo yafshit zazraya. If it's a place where their minig was that when they shechted an eagle, a calf, they would be limloig. They would take the leg of the animal, scald it in boiling water, and eat it with the skin. So when he gives the zraya to the kayin, he's not allowed to skin it because in that area, the skin is considered part of the zraya. Also, hafshit zazraish, if the norm is to skin the head of the animal, lo yafshit zalechi, he's not allowed to skin the lechi, the jaw of the animal. And now here's the key, vim ein shem kayin. If there's no kayin there, malon oisam bedamim, he estimates, evaluates how much these parts of the animal are worth. He puts that to the side, v'aychlan, and then he could eat them himself. And that's because when they have said kayin, wouldn't want the kayin to lose out. So we see the Israel Chaim and Keva, even though they don't render the animal tevel, still there's a chiv to give it to the kayin. It should be the same thing with matnas aniyim of leket. He should make sure that the ani gets it. The answer is that no, shani matnas kuhuna, dinasina ksiva bay. Matnas kuhuna are totally different because it says beferish nasina that they have to be given to a kayin. So even if there's no kayin, you have to make sure the kayin gets it. And hashta azlahachi, once we've come to this answer, trumanami, we could give the same answer to our original question, which was from truma. Nisina ksivbe, it says giving by truma. It says you have to give the truma to the kayin. Ask the Gemara of Elatazi, if you say Rolamali. So what's the extra pasuk of tazai for? When we're discussing leket, there's two different pasukim. Both of them say tazai, that you have to leave it for the ani. And so don't we learn from that extra pasuk that you have to make sure to give it to the ani, even if there's no ani there? You have to gather it up and find an ani. So it should really be the same as matnas kuna. Says the Gemara, no, l'chadetanyo, we need it for the following braisa. Hamafkir's karmai. If a person took his kerem, his vineyard, and he made the whole thing hafkir, he said it's ownerless. Ula shachar, and then in the morning, hishkim, he got up early before anyone could be zaychen it. Ubatzrai, and he harvested his kerem. So chayiv paru ailas v'shechu upeya, upatim in a maisris. He's chayiv in all these things, he's just put from a maisir. The chiddush is that we know that produce or field that's hefker is not chayiv in parat ailas shechar upeya or maisir. If you're hiking deep in the wilderness and you find a whole massive area with wild grapevines and you decide to harvest it for yourself, you don't have to leave like a shechar upeya, parat and ailas. You don't have to take off maisir. And that's what in essence this fellow did. He was mafkir his vineyard. And in truth, that's why he doesn't have to take off maisir from it. It's just that he does have to leave parat ailas shechar upeya. And it's because of this extra word, tazav, that's what we use it for. Now going back to an earlier discussion that we had about the matanis, the Gemara tells us, so who saka the dinari? There was a whole bag of coins. The Asal Bei Midrasha, it came or it was brought to the Beis Medrash and it was meant to be distributed amongst the Talmid Chachamim and Kadim Rav Ami v'zacha b'hen. Rav Ami got up and he took took the whole bag of money. How did he do that? We have a says that the Zril Chem Keva shall be given to the Kayan, and he shouldn't grab it on his own. We discussed this before. And so how could Rav Ami come and grab this money? Even though it's meant for Talmid Chachamim, he's not supposed to come and grab it. He should wait for the distribution. And the answer is Rav Ami Nami Lanim Zachabahen. Rav Ami was actually Zach in it for the Aniyim. As a person of stature, he's allowed to do that. He took them not just for himself, but also to distribute it to the Aniyim. And so that's okay. Alternatively, we could say Adam Chashuv Shani, a person who's Chashuv, like Rav Ami. He's totally different. The Tanya Vibraisa, the Pasuk says regarding the Kain Gadol, Vahakain Hagadol Me'echav, and the Kain which is greater than his brothers. Now, what do we learn from this Lashon of Hagadol Me'echav? She Hagadol Me'echav, he should be greater than his brothers, than the other Kaihanim, Benoi, in beauty, B'chachm, in wisdom, B'aisher, in wealth. And here my room others say, Minayin Shem Ein Loi, how do you know that if the appointed Kain Gadol is a wonderful person, he just happens not to be wealthy, the She'echav Kaihanim Gadlanoi Soi, that his brothers, the Kaihanim, they make him great by giving him money? Because Basak says, Hakain Hagadol Me'echav, what do we learn from the Me'echav? Gadleyu Mishel Echav, we shall make him great from that which his brothers have, meaning from their money, they give their money to him. And it's not just with the Kohen Gadol, it's also with the Rosh Yeshiva, with somebody Chashev, like Rav Ami. It was the other Talmidim's responsibility to ensure that Rav Ami was more Chashev and wealthier than them. Therefore, Medina, he was allowed to take this whole bag of money, even if it's just for himself. And moving on to the Mishnah, now actually discussing this Re'el Nechayayim, and in a way, this Mishnah brings us back to Elu Treifas with all the descriptions and depictions of animal anatomy. We're just going to try to keep it simple over here. The leg has three sections, upper, middle, and lower. Which part is the Zraya? So that's what the Mishnah says, Ezu Azraya. The answer is, Min HaPerek Shel Arkufa Ad Kaf Shel Yad, from the joint of the Arkufa, which is basically the lowest joint on the animal's leg, and that goes all the way up until the Kaf Shel Yad, which is the shoulder blade, meaning the upper two-thirds of the leg, that's the Zraya. And Hu Shel Nazir, this is the same thing as the Nazir. We know that the Ael Nazir, the ram of the Nazir, has the Zraya B'Shela, the cooked Zraya, which is waved about and given to the Kayin. So it's the same exact thing we just described now. And Hu Kenegdei B'Regel Shaik, corresponding to this very same place. In the back leg is the shaik, is the thigh, which is given to a kayin from a carbon shlamim. Now, Rabbi Huda, he says that no, shaik min a perik shel arkuva ad saivich shel regel, the shaik, the thigh, that goes from the perik shel arkuva, again, from this lowest joint, but only up until the saivich of the regel, which is also known as the knee joint. This is basically the middle section of the leg, not the top two-thirds, just the middle section. Now, the next one is ulechi, where exactly is the lechi that's given to the kayin? So that's min a perik shel lechi, from the joint of the lechi of the jaw, ad pika shel gargaras, it gets cut all the way down to the peak of the gargaris, which is also known as the shipui kaiva, basically the opening, the top part of the animal's trachea. So it's not just the actual jaw itself, it's the jaw and a little bit into the neck as well. That's given to the kain, and that includes the tongue. Says the Gemara, we have a braisa. The pasuk says, Hazuraya. What do we learn from here? Zezurayimin, that's referring to the right zuraya, the right foreleg of the animal. Not talking about Zezurayimin, you say that's the right foreleg, ayin el zuraya smile, maybe it's referring to the left foreleg. So tamalam to that, the pasuk says, Hazuraya. Question is, Matamuda, what's being learned over here? How do we see it's the right one? And the answer is, it's like what Rava says. In regards to Gira Nasha, the Pasuk tells us, Hayarech, the Yarech, the thigh. What do we learn from here? Hami Yumenes Shebi Yarech, the most chashev, the most important of the thighs. That's what the Hay tells us. Ha, the most chashev one. And we know the most chashev is always the right. So, Achanami, so to over here, Hazaraya, Hami Yuman Shebazaraya, the Hay of Hazaraya tells us the most chashev one, which is the right one. Now, continue with the Pasuk, which tells us, Hazaraya, Vehal Chayayim, Vehakeva. So the Gemara says, Vehal Chayayim, Lumayasa. What's the Pasuk trying to tell us? What is Hey Hayidia Halachayim? The answer is Lahavit Samar Shabrash Kwasim Usir Shabskantiashim. It's going to include the wool on the heads of sheep and the hair and the beard of goats. As we had said right before the Mishnah, even if it's a place where they usually skin the animal, that part has to be given to the Kayin. Lastly, Veha Kevalamayas. So what's that teaching us? Lahavi Khailam Shalgabi Keva. It's going to include that the fats on top of the keva, Vichala, Vishabasaika Keva, and the milk or congealed milk, which is inside the keva, that has to be given to the Kayhanim as well. Dom Rabishua says, Kayhanim Nogu by Ayin Yafa Unsunula Bailim. The Kehanim, their minik, their custom was that they were very generous and they used to give these things back to the Bailim. And we clearly see from your time the reason is the Nogu, it was their minik, they gave it back. That's Mashma Halo Nogu. If it wasn't their minik, if it wasn't the custom, the Dehu, that these things rightfully belong to the Kayin. Another saying of how we know the Zraya is the right one, and stop a general understanding of what the point of the Zraya Lechem and Keva are, where does it come from? So Darshan Chamuris Hayu Ayrim, those who Darshan Chamuris, which means closed or unclear, hidden psukim, they would say as follows. And their explanation is that these three parts correspond to the story of Pinchas. Remember, the Yidin began to be Mizan with the B'nai Smayav, and Zimri, who's a Nasi of Shevet Shimon, took a Midian woman, Kuzbi, and was in the act of an Aveira, and Pinchas grabbed his spear, pierced them both during the act, stopping the plague and saving the examination. And so these darshei chamur is darshan the pasuk hazroya, the right foreleg is keneged hayad, that corresponds to Pinchas's hand that grabbed the spear. The pasuk says vayikachu roy mach biyadai, he took a spear in his hand, and you grab a spear in the right hand. And vilchayayim keneged tefilah, the jaws of an animal are given to kaihanim, corresponding to the tefilah that Pinchas davin. V'chinuemer it says vayamid Pinchas vayifalel and keva kimashma, the cave of the stomach, and that's exactly as it sounds. V'chinuemer the pasuk says vaso isha el kabasa, that's where the spear went, it stabbed the woman into her keva. And so the kaihanim get these three portions keneged these three things that Pinchas did. Now one more v'tanu ma'isilam ha'cha, the following tanu brings it from here. The pasuk in regards to shlamim tells us shayk hayamin, so it says very clearly that the kain receives the right shayk, and ainli al shayk hayamin, I only know that it refers to the shayk, to the thigh. Zroya mukdash minayin, how do I know the foreleg of mukdashin, which is referring to the el nazir that we mentioned in the Mishnah, how do we know that's the right one? Tamalim, it's because the very same pasuk says truma, and zroya chulin minalan, how do we know the zroya of chulin, meaning zroya lechem and keva? Tamalim, because it says in the very same pasuk titnu, so we learn that this is the right one. Now lastly, the Mishnah said ezu lechi, what is the lechi that's given to the kain? That's min aparek shel lechi v'ad pika shel gargaras. As the Gemara Batani, we have a brass that says noitla, he takes it, meaning he takes the lechi ubeis shchita ima, and it's beis shchita with it, and the beis shchita is mashma a different place than what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said pika shel gargaras, the shipui kaiva, that's given to the kain along with the lechi. But this brass we just quoted said it's the beis shchita, which we're understanding right now is a different place than the shipui kaiva, than the pika shel gargaras. How do we understand this? The Gemara answers like kashanos tira harabanim harab chini ben tignois. Our Mishnah is rabbanon. This brass is chini ben tignois. The time you have a brass saw, and this brass discusses the isra of hagrama, which we know by shchita is going out of bounds, shechting too close to the head or too close to the body of the animal. And what does the brass say? Mugremes psula. Mugremes is possible, and Eder Ruchani Ben Tignois and Mugremes Shikshera. Ruchani Ben Tignois said that Mugremes is kosher. Now Mugremes is a slanted cut that goes from the tabas gadayla, the uppermost ring of the cartilage in the trachea, slanting higher, cutting into the shipui kaiva. So we don't have a stira. The brass that we just quoted, which calls the area that's given to the kain the makam shchita, that's called Ruchani Ben Tignois, that this is makam shchita. Whereas our Mishnah is like the Chachamim, that it's not a valid place to shecht. Therefore, the Mishnah just calls it pika shel gargaras and not makam shchita. However, Ibai said alternatively, we can answer differently. Hava harabanan, our Mishnah in the Brisa is the rabbanon. Umay ima, what did the Brisa mean when it said noitla ubeis hashchita ima? Ima de behema, it means the opposite. It means with the animal. In other words, when the Brisa says noitla, he takes it. That means the kayin takes the lechi, but ubeis hashchita ima, the beis hashchita remains with the animal, and the kayin doesn't take it. So really, the Mishnah and Brisa could be like the chamim. Hashra al-chazrei al-chayim, Malzor finishing the 10th paragraph of Masechus Chulin. Just like Masechus finished this part together, we should Masechus finish the entire Masechus together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.